Streaming live, it's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage to get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Roaring Fork High School as the Panthers look to close out the regular season on a high note with a victory today over the Rams. I'm Mark Cantor, and the Panthers are coming off a doubleheader sweep of Basalt on Saturday, where they definitely showed they're locked in as they get ready for their postseason run. The Rams are 14-8 overall and sitting at 17 in the CASA Baseball Seeding Index, so a win here today would do nothing but help them in that seeding. So Delta hoping to stave that off. We'll take a break and come back. You'll hear from Delta head coach Steve Ryer. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations, Don Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scott, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
Boys look solid on Saturday against the Salt, sweeping the doubleheaders. You know, they look like they're locked in, ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, I think defensively, that's, other than that first inning against the Salt, I thought we really locked it down. You know, we gave up three runs in that first inning, and we played shutout baseball the rest of the day, and that's a tribute to our pitchers. That's a tribute to our defense behind them. They're a good pitching team, and we knew that coming in, and they kind of kept us off balance a little bit. And, we got a couple of key hits, a couple of great bunts that, got some runs across the board. And, it's a fun day.
Talk a little bit about this team and the maturity and how they've gotten better throughout the season. Because you and I have talked about that. But, the team that played Durango and Cortez at the beginning of the year, and I think even the team that played Eaton in the tournament up there, it's a different team now.
Yeah, definitely. There's been some kids grow up. I think a little bit of that is, getting out of the way of, worrying more about themselves than they do the team. That's a work in process, or progress. But, I think that's where we've grown the most is, we're genuinely happy for each other when we make plays. We still compete. We go out and compete every day at practice, which we should. But I think a lot of our success is we've got 19 guys that are all pulling on the same rope, and that's what you have to do to be successful.
The game here today against Roaring Fork, it's a makeup game from earlier in the season, and I like having this game as the last game of the season for a couple of reasons. One of those is that, we locked in for the playoffs against Basalt, and now we're going to see a little better quality of competition as we get ready to get into region.
Yeah, this is a great game for both programs, to be honest. You know, I mean, it's, you know, like you said, it's going to sharpen both teams up, you know, for the playoffs. And you know, we're going to see these guys, they come at you, they compete. You know, they pitch you pretty well, and they're going to keep pressure on our defense. And, you know, we're going to have to go out and compete, and that's what you want for your last game before playoffs start.
Speaking of the playoffs, we're kind of locked in at that 7 seed in the seeding index. I, you know, don't expect any sort of movement for us out of this game. Roaring Fork, on the other hand, they may see a little bit of movement up if they are able to beat us here today.
Yeah, we talked about that today, Coach Matson and I, you know, and, you know, currently they're sitting 18, and that means they would go play university. If they move up to 17 or 16, that means they'd go to Eton, you know, and we were kind of joking around about that because it's like, you know, the lesser of two evils. You know, I do think university is a team that, you know, if you get hot at the right time, you know, you could cause some damage against them. You know, they're a good team. They're a great program. But, you know, if I had my druthers to play in one of those two off the bat, it would probably be university.
And, you know, you may get your wish to play university yet as we come out of the 7 seed in the regionals, you know, and they come out of their regional, we would play them in the first round of the state tournament.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and you know, that when we played them early in the year, that was, I believe, their 4th game, and it was our first game right out of the chute. And, you know, we played very, very timid, you know, trying not to make mistakes. We weren't aggressive at the plate. We watched a lot of fastballs, and credit to their kid. They have a good lefty, and he was tough. But, you know, we said we want to see them again just to kind of see where we've grown. And I think that's, you know, that's what you do in high school baseball. You've got to see, you know, where's this program going? How much have we grown? And that would be a good measure for us.
Okay, first things first, let's get a win here today. Good luck, Steve.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
For Delta County Insurance, your family is the local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, stained glassing, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done right.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Roaring Fork. I saw Mark Andrew is Panthers look to close out the season against the Roaring Fork Rams, taking over the starting lineups now. Leading off for Delta and playing second base, Landon Kennel. Batting second will be the shortstop, Landon Clay. In the three hole, Delta's backstop, Luke Gastineau. Batting cleanup will be the right fielder, Ty Reed. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ryland Bynum. In the sixth spot, today's starting pitcher, Braden Sprouch. Batting seventh will be the left fielder, Connor Workman. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Evan Ficklin. And batting ninth, playing third base, will be Jesse Delgado. So, typical lineup Delta's had here the last couple weeks, with, you know, the exception of the Olathe game. where they started a few different guys in the lineup. Looking at the Rams, leading off and playing shortstop will be Sebastian Silva. Batting second and playing center field, Eddie Hernandez. Batting third will be their backstop, Noel Richardson. Batting in the cleanup hole, their starter, Cole Fenton. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Alexi Alvarez. Batting sixth will be the right fielder, Brady Samuelson. Batting seventh, their designated hitter, Max Bullock. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Max Seidel Hayes. And batting ninth, playing third base, Nick Smith. Max Bullock batting for the left fielder, Ben Oldham. Don't have any stats on the Rams. There's nothing showed up on Max Preps when I went and looked today. So don't have anything like that for you to see, you know, what Fenton's stats look like. But I am told he is not the ace of the staff, as Delta is sending their ace to face him. So Brandon Kemmel will step in. As Fenton stares in, and the first pitch brought to you by Taco Time, in for a strike. Fenton comes set and delivers the 0-1. Catches the outside corner for strike two. And the pitch. This one's lined into left field. The left fielder, Oldham, will make the catch and retire Kennel. That'll bring Landon Clay to the plate. Lando on the year, batting 500 with seven doubles. Here's the pitch. It's taken high for a ball one. This one's popped up on the right side. The first baseman, Alvarez, calling everybody off. He's in fair territory and will record the second out. That'll bring Luke Gastineau to the plate. Luke batting .469 on the season, four doubles and a home run. He steps in on the left side. The pitch. Off-speed breaking ball drops in for a strike on the inside corner. Here's the 0-1, taken for a strike on the outside. So now, the Delta catcher going to have to be tough with two here. This one's down to the third baseline and foul. So Gastineau continues to look at an 0-2 count. So far, two outs here at the top of the first inning. 0-2, the count to Gastineau. Here's the pitch. Checks his swing, but he's called out on strike. And Delta goes in order here in the top of the first. We'll see what Roaring Fork can do here in their half of the first inning. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service. Plus, easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you here. We're at Cork High School. We head to the half of the first inning. And Delta went in order in the bottom. Jason Delta Snatch, Braden Chabot will be on the mound to start for Delta today. All right, Delta. Southpaw. 3-2 and 9 appearances. 7 of those were starts. So 191 earned run average. 10 walks, 35 strikeouts. And don't have cats for the Rams, so I'm not entirely sure. Batting really looks like. All right, so numbers go. That's good. Trout will face Silva, Hernandez, and Richardson to start here at going for.
Breaking ball from Brito. Here's the 1-2 to Silva. Swing and a miss, strike three. Brings the center fielder Eddie Hernandez to the plate. Lee Hernandez is the ace of this pitching staff. He stands in left in the left-handed batter's box, so left on left here in this matchup. Here's the pitch. That one misses high. Looks like we are going to get a couple of sprinkles here. And now the rain picking up just a little bit. This will be a single to right for Hernandez. And Noel Richardson will come to the plate. As the bleachers start to empty a little bit, as people join me up against the press box here. Richardson Waiting for the signs from Marty Madsen in the third base coach's box. Okay. We're ready to go here as Hernandez has a good lead against Sprout. Grado checks the runner. Back in plenty of time. The pitch. And they're going to call a balk on Sprout. I don't think he came set before pitching. Brady's been susceptible to that a couple times this year. He rocks a little bit, and if he doesn't pause long enough, the umpire calls the balk. The pitch. This one is foul on the right side out of play. Sprout checks Turner Hernandez at second. Now comes home. That pitch is off speed and catches the zone, so it'll be 0-2 to Richardson. As this cloud burst is lingering a little bit. The pitch is popped up on the right side out of play. Sprout stares in. He's got his side. Looks at Hernandez. Looks at him again. Now comes home. Swing and a miss. Pitch in the dirt, but Gastineau will make the tag. Two strikeouts here in the bottom of the first, and that'll bring Cole Fenton to the plate. Brado's counterpart stands in from the left side. The pitch on the ground to second. Kennel up with it, slides in the wet dirt, but makes the play on the first to retire the Rams. So a single does not come back to hurt Delta as the score remains tied at zero. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Back here at Roaring Fork is the rain lets up just a little bit as we come back from break. And Cole Fenton back out to the mound for the Rams. He's going to face 4, 5, and 6 in the Delta lineup. That's Reed Bynum and Sprout. Ty had a masterful pitching performance on Saturday in Game 2 against Basalt. It was a three-hit shutout and, I believe, 7 strikeouts and just 2 walks. Well done. Very quietly done, too. At the end of the game, I didn't realize how good a performance he actually had until I tallied up the numbers. At the plate this year, Ty's batting 400 with 8 doubles, a triple, and 2 home runs. Here's the pitch. Off speed, flips it into center field. Hernandez has it go off his glove and then loses. Can't tell if he lost his glove or his hat. I think that's his hat. As the ball gets away from the third baseman, Reed will hold it second. Not sure if the wind caught that or what exactly happened, but Hernandez had it bounce off his glove for the error, and Reed will be on base. I believe he leads the team in bases on error with a, that'll be his 12th time reaching. This is going to be chopped foul at the plate by Bynum. Bynum batting 477 with four doubles, three triples, two home runs, 24 RBI on the season. He's got an 0-1 count at the plate. The pitch spikes, and Reed, late to respond, will now move up 90 feet. So, no outs and a runner on third for the Panthers. The pitch is going to be lifted up into right field. The right field coming in on it, and Samuelson will make the catch. Reed tags but holds. And with one out, Braden Sprout comes to the plate. Brito batting 308 on the year, three doubles, two triples, 19 RBI. He'll stand in on the left side for this left-on-right matchup. Benton steps off. Pitches in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and Reed will trot in as Richardson tracks that down on the jog. The Delta will manufacture a run here in the top of the second inning. That's their lead now. So, base is empty for Sprout as Richardson will walk out and talk to Fenton now. So with a 1-0 lead, Delta's pitcher looking to keep things going here. He squares the bunt. He's going to pop it up in foul territory. The third baseman, Smith, charging, makes the catch for the first out, or second out, excuse me, of the game. Now, punter Workman heads to the dish. Workman batting 259 with five doubles on the year. Evan Strickland will be on deck. The pitch pops up and coming down toward me and lands about 4 feet to my right. So 0-1 the count is everyone's kind of scattering a little bit on this side. The pitch, breaking ball misses, and it's even at one. So it looks like the Rangers keep it off as Benton delivers. That one will be low. And Workman's ahead in the count 2-1. Benton sets and delivers. So I'm going to miss. Good fastball, but Benton just blew it by Connor. Reared back and just dared Connor to hit it, which Connor could not connect. The pitch This is high, and the count's full. Benton spares him, he steps. Here's a payoff pitch. That misses high, and Connor throws the two-out walk to bring Evan Ficklin to the plate. Evan having a nice junior campaign. 404 batting average, 3 doubles, 3 home runs, leads the team in that category. 24 RBIs also leads the team in that category. Actually tied with Rylan Bynum is, it looks like, Richardson's mitt going to need a little bit of TLC over there in the dugout. He's going to go back and get the backup catcher's pod. See how comfortable he is with this one. Ficklin steps in with 2 outs. Runner on first. That's Workman. Fenton looks over at Connor. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Again, Fenton just blows the fastball by the batter. Workman with 10 stolen bases on the air. Got some speed down there. Well, Ficklin can square up on one of those fastballs. Runners going, pit ball. Pitch taken high. And the throw down has about 3 hops before the second baseman fields it behind the bag, backing up the shortstop. Connor Workman will have the stolen base. So he gets into scoring position here, and it'll be a 1-1 count to Ficklin. Swinging a miss at that fastball, and Evan going to have to be tough with two. Fenton sets, looks at Workman at second. Here's the pitch. Taken high, and the count's even. Deuces wild on the scoreboard. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Double leads 1-0 here in the top of the second. The pitch. Can be fouled off. Defense on the right side. On deck batter, Jesse Delgado will pick it up, toss it to Richardson, who in turn gives it to the home plate umpire. Here comes another 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses, high and outside, and Ficklin able to run the count full. Fenton looks at the runner, now comes home. This one's lifted into left field. Left fielder Oldham going back. It is gone. Ficklin with a 2-run bomb to extend Delta's lead. It's now 3-0. Ficklin's team leading fourth dinger on the season. And Jesse Delgado will come to the plate, and Ficklin going to wear the home run hat, as this is something that has just manifested itself in the last couple of games. It's an orange cowboy hat with a Delta Panthers sash on it. And so he'll wear that into the dugout. The pitch to Delgado. And this is outside. Jesse, 333 on the season with 4 doubles. Fenton stares in now. The 1-0 delivery. Swing and a miss. Okay, Fenton has taken a little bit of off of that one. And Jesse out in front. Fenton sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. As the wind begins to pick up now. And it looks like we're going to get another cloudburst. The pitch. This one is lifted up out to second. Center fielder Hernandez coming over. And he will make the catch to end Delta's inning. So Delta puts a three spot up here in the top of the second inning. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So as we went to break, I'm not sure if you heard it or not, but there was a clap of thunder, which has earned us a mandatory half-hour break in the game for the weather delay. So as long as they don't see any more lightning, we'll resume here in about half an hour. And in the meantime, I really don't have anything planned for you, so we will take a break on the stream here and then come back when the game resumes. So Delta leads 3-0 as we are in a weather delay in the middle of the second inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Oh, yeah. accept what the government is going to say. Hopefully this will flow over for the prayer hours, I guess not. Anytime soon. He is a fan of James' comments.
So I got that pretty well covered, actually.
Nope. I heard it. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't go at all.
Okay, thank you. Where is it? Get back in 3 days, man.
Yeah.
I'm just planning. I don't even know what days are. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you may just, before you start going in, just put a little on there to be processed up a little bit.
I mean, what's that sign? Then you need to order Domino's? Temporary stuff around. Well, basically, the temporary cover is the badge for the phone in.
Right.
And I just stack it on top, and then I got black down.
And the pitch, runner's going. Swing and a miss on the hit and run. That will get the Rams out of the inning, but not before Delta scores 4 and leads this one 7-0. Well, head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
CNN Creations, Don Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of.
We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Orange Fork High School. Mark Cantor here with you as Delta has taken a 7-0 lead after putting up 4 runs in the third. I think we had some technical difficulties coming out of the weather delay as Delta was able to keep the Rams off the scoreboard last inning and then come out and put a 4 spot on the board in the top of the third. Here in the bottom of the third, Nick Smith comes back to the plate. He was at the plate when Brady Samuelson was picked off second. The 1-0 pitch from Brado in for a strike. The pitch, swing and a miss. Great fastball. A little elevated in the zone from Brado, and he'll be ahead 1-2. The pitch. That's strike 3 call on the inside corner at the knees. 4th strikeout on the day for Brado. And Sebastian Silva will come to the plate. He was the first strikeout victim, led off the Rams' first inning with that one. Brado stares here. Now he's set. And the pitch. Low and outside for a ball. So with Ty Reed going the distance on Saturday's game 2, the pitch, swing and a miss. Ty Reed going the distance in game 2 on Saturday against Basalt. That means Delta has Sprouts here today, as well as Landon Kettle if they need him, their third starter. The pitch, that's high in sight. Brush back makes it 2-1. The two other two starters here are available today if Delta needs them, with no worries. Next game coming no earlier than Saturday. The pitch misses with the high heat, and the count will be 3-1. Swing and a miss. Evens the count. Actually, he makes it a full count. Here's the payoff pitch from Brado. Off speed. Strike 3 call from the outside corner and Silva knew it. I'm bringing Eddie Hernandez to the plate. He's got one of only 2 hits for the Rams today. He was stranded at second in the first inning. Stands in on the left side. Pitch. This is high and outside for a ball. Delta leads 7-0 here. The bottom of the third, two outs. There's the 1-0 pitch. So he's going to be fouled off out of play. Counts even at 1. Hernandez steps out, now back in. Sprout has his star. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. Hernandez was shooting for the moon on that one. They pulled his head a little bit in anticipation and swung over the top. One-two pitch. This is outside. A little bit of a waste pitch. Couldn't get Hernandez to chase, and the count's even. Deuce is wild now. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And the pitch. Back up the middle, and 3 for a base hit. So that'll bring Noel Richardson to the plate with 2 outs. Richardson struck out swinging in the first inning. Sprout stares in. Hernandez the runner on first. And the pitch. Taken outside for a ball. Brado moving the ball around pretty well here. In and out, up and down. Baseball's kind of a chess match. Hernandez with a good lead. Now Sprout comes home. This one's fouled off toward the on-deck batter Fenton. And it evens the count. Richardson steps out, now back in. Here's the pitch with Hernandez going, popped up into center field. Leho on the run, ain't gonna get there. Throws it in, and on the throw home, Richardson will take second. So the Rams with runners at second and third, and the pitcher Cole Fenton coming to the plate. He's 0 for 1 today. Looking to help his cause a little bit. His club down 7-0. Anderson the runner at third. Richardson at second. Fenton steps in to the left side. So left on left here. The pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss. So Brado up, way up 0-2 now. Sprout steps back on the rubber, now he comes set. And the pitch. Fouled off to the backstop. The battle continues. Here's the pitch. Foul back again. Sprout keeping the ball low in the zone. Benton doing everything he can to make contact. runners at second and third once again with two outs. Here's the pitch. Off-speed pitch fouled back out of play. Five pitches, all of them strikes. Stenton steps back into the box. Bredo's ready. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got Fenton reaching, and that will be the... I believe that's the sixth strikeout of the day for Bredo. It's the third out of the inning, and Delta will come to the plate in the fourth. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta leads 7-0 as we head to the fourth. Jesse Delgado will be at the plate for the Panthers. Looks like we're going to get a new pitcher. Sebastian Silva is on the mound. I'm not sure where Fenton went. Looks like he might be down there at second taking the throw as the shortstop. So Silva and Fenton trade positions. And Delgado, who's 0 for 1 today, comes to the plate. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So, Delgado being aggressive out of the blocks against Silva, and the 0-1 is taken for a ball, so the count's even now. The pitch, this one hit a ton into center field, but Hernandez tracks it to his left and makes the catch. Sounded good coming off of Jesse's bat, but Hernandez makes it routine. Look routine out there in center field. Landon Kennel to the plate. He's 1 for 2 with a run scored today. We're going to get something started with one out here in the top of the fourth, the pitch. That misses the zone. Here's the 1-0 as Silva out of the windup. Taking on the outside corner for a strike to even the count. Aces across the board. 1-1, 1-out. And the pitch. On the ground to short by Fenton. Fenton shaded towards second, and Kennel found the hole for his second single of the day. Brings Landon Clay back to the plate. He had a beautiful bunt single last inning. Stole a base and scored. Otherwise, 0 for 1 today. Good lead by Kennel at first. Held on by Alvarez. Silva comes home. This is going to be a liner to the second baseman, Seidel Hayes. And Kennel heads up there at first, retreating to the bag before Seidel Hayes is able to make the catch. So he's back safely as well as they try to double him off. So with two outs, Gastineau will come to the plate. Gastineau, 0 for 2 with an RBI today. It'll be a left-on-right matchup as Kennel takes his lead from first. Silva looks over there. Now he sets at the belt. The pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaker. Good pitch from Silva. Gastineau steps back into the box. Here's the 0-1. This one right back up the middle. Fenton can't field it cleanly, but able to pick it up and get the force out of Kennel at second. So he knocked it down, picked it up, and touched the bag at second base to get Landon Kennel for the third out of the inning. So the Roaring Fork Rams coming up in the fourth. We'll see what they can do here. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Break it out to start the bottom of the fourth inning. He'll face 5-6-7 in the Rams lineup, starting with Alexi Alvarez. Alvarez struck out swinging in the second. He'll stand in on the left side against the lefty Strump. Here's the pitch from Breda. Slow. Alvarez steps out. Now steps back in. Here's the pitch. That one bounces to the plate. So Sprout trying to keep the ball low. It's unfortunately too low. See if he can adjust here. Alvarez shows bunt, pulls back the pitch, in for a strike. I think that was the two-seamer there, tailing away from the left-handed batter. So it might have been the slider tailing away from the left-handed batter. Here's the 2-1. This one's going to be fouled back to the fence, and the count's even. So the steps out, excuse me, that's Alvarez, steps out, steps back in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on the off speed. Strike three, and that's the first out of the inning. I believe 7 strikeouts in the game for Brado. Thank you. Now, Brady Samuelson will step to the plate. He's sort of a... He'll chop it foul at the plate. Samuelson has the only other player to get a hit today, besides Eddie Hernandez, who has two. So, Samuelson singled in the second and then was the victim of a 1-6-5 pickoff play. The pitch, swing and a miss. So, Brado, way up early 0-2 on the Rams right fielder. Gassner sets up on the outside of the plate. That's where the pitch is. It's off the end of the bat to Kimmel at second. On to first, and that's two outs. 4-3 on the putout, and Max Bullock will come to the plate. He walked in the second inning. The only walk surrendered today by Brado. He'll step in on the right side. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Delta leads 7-0. The pitch, swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt. The pitch. Slider catches the outside corner, and Brado goes up 0-2 for the third time this inning. The pitch, strike three called on the outside corner. Bullock a little frustrated, so second strikeout of the inning, ace of the day for Brado. Delta maintains their 7-0 lead as the Rams go in order. We'll head to the fifth. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel & Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete training service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel & Machine with the expertise to get your projects done. Right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
That's Silva out to start the fifth for the Rams. He will see 4, 5, and 6 in the Delta lineup, starting with Ty Reed, who looks like he struck out in the third, reached on an error in the second, and scored a run. Tyrus Alexander Reed looking to start something here in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch, taken outside for a ball. Not sure if that's Ty's actual real name, but it sounds good on the radio. So here's the 1-0 from Silva. That pitch is outside for a ball. Silva set, and the pitch. This is back up the middle. Fenton, who shaded towards second, fields it just to the right of the bat and gets Reed at first. So one down, and Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. He
reached on an error and scored in the third and flew out to right field in the second. Bynum looking to start something here in the top of the fifth. His club up 7-0. The pitch taken for a strike on the outside half. Ryland rarely swings at the first pitch, so not uncustomary for him to be down 0-1 here. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He was fooled on the breaker. So Bynum going to have to be tough with two. And the pitch. That one's low and outside. Here's the 1-2 from Silva. That one also low and outside. Counts even at 2 now. Silva. Off the back of the rubber, now back to the top of the bump. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, strike 3 called right down the middle. That was a pretty pitch from Silva. Had Bynum completely handcuffed. Braden Sprout will come to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with a double today. RBI run scored. The pitch. It's on the outside corner for a strike. Brado also pitching a 3-hit shutout as he swings and misses at a ball in the dirt. The pitch. This one's tipped at the plate. Sprout keeping the at-bat alive. Got just enough contact. The pitch. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Delta goes in order here in the top of the fifth inning. We'll head to the Roaring Forecast, see what they can do. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So Coach Steve Ryer looking a little displeased as he walked off the field there at the end of that half inning. I'm pretty sure he would like a better approach at the plate than he got there. Delta went in order. They still lead this 7-0, though. He's out to talk to the umpire. Looks like we're going to get some defensive substitutions as Connor Workman has moved to third. I believe Joe Black is in left field. I would guess taking the lineup spot of Jesse Delgado. So Max Seidel-Hayes will come to the plate. He's 0-for-1 today.
And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Bredo spares it. Now he's set. Kicks and fires. Off speed, misses high. Evens the count at one. And the pitch. That's on the inside corner for a strike. Beautiful pitch from Bredo there. Here's the 1-2. High heat, swing and a miss. Nine strikeouts on the day. And Nick Smith comes to the plate. He's one of those strikeout victims. It happened back in the third inning. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. A lot of chatter coming out of the Delta dugout cheering on there, Hurler. Bredo comes back. And the pitch. That one just misses low. And the count's even at one. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. Sprout spares in. He's ready now. The pitch. This one's going to be popped up. Foul on the right side. And Smith keeps the bat alive. And the pitch. Off speed, misses outside. Counts even at two. Bredo's got his sign. Kicks and fires. That one just missed the black on the outside, and the count's full. Here's the payoff pitch from Sprout. Breaking ball missed high. Second walk of the day issued by Sprout. Brings the top of the lineup to the plate in Sebastian Silva. He's struck out twice today. Once looking, what's swinging? One out, runner on first is Nick Silva after the walk. Nick Smith, the runner at first. Decent-sized lead held on by Bina. Sprout comes home. This one will be a looper in the left field. Black will be up with it. Fourth hit surrendered today by Bredo. There's runners at first and second now with one down. And the batter that's had the most success against Bredo today, Eddie Hernandez, coming to the plate. He's 2-for-2. Couple of singles. The pitch. That's at the knees on the inside corner. Not sure exactly how the umpire can see the plate. There's quite a bit of mud on there. The pitch. That's on the inside corner, about belt high for a strike. Sombrero going way up early 0-2 on Hernandez here. And the pitch. Chops foul on the right side. The battle continues. Long look in by Breda. He's set. The pitch. Fastball misses outside. Here's the 1-2. This one's going to be lifted into center field. Leo coming in on it. Can't make the catch. Smith at second had to hold to see if Leo would make the play. And he'll slide in head first into second, or into third, excuse me. Looping single as the base is loaded now for the Rams. And Noel Richardson comes to the plate. He's singled and struck out today. Sprout stares there. He's ready now. The pitch. That's a strike. Still just one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Delta leads 7-0. Bynum playing in front of Hernandez at first. The pitch. Chop foul on the left side. Evens the count at one. Workman playing off the bag in the grass at third. So corners in. Middle infielders at double play depth with the bases loaded. Now feel the bounce straight away. The pitch. It's taken high. Here's the pitch. That misses the outside corner. I think the pitch before was actually called a high strike, so the count's even at 2 now. And the pitch. This one on the ground to short. Clay up with it. Goes to second. Kettle on to first. In time! 6-4-3 on the double play. Gets Delta out of the inning. No runs scored, and a very jubilant Delta dugout as the boys return and get ready to come up in the top of the sixth. That's where we're headed. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face this to Nikki at the Sunflower Room and help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Safety believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Sebastian Silva out to start the
sixth inning for the Rams, and they'll face the bottom of the order. Workman, Ficklin, and Black are due up. At least that's as long as Black took the 9-hole from Delgado when the substitution was made, which it does look like that's the case. Connor with a single, a lock, an RBI, a stolen base, and a run scored today. So, productive day for Connor. Watch the third baseman Smith, see where he's playing. And Connor tries to lay down a bunt down the third baseline to get on here. He's one of the few players here that has the green light to do that. Smith in on the grass, so that's not going to happen. And Workman takes the pitch low and away. This is the 1-0 from Silva. Chop foul at the plate, evens the count. Workman steps out, now back in. Here's the pitch. Slow it outside. After the rain shower earlier, Roy Ford did get the tarp on the mound fairly quickly, but you still wonder what the dirt on the mound is like. The pitch bounces to the plate. And it's 3-1 to the Delta now, third baseman. Hitters count. Here's the pitch. This one's lined in the left field down the line and takes a wonky bounce. Going to roll all the way to the wall. Workman around first. The left fielder, Olden, gets it back in. But not before Workman ends up at second with a leadoff double. That'll bring Evan Ficklin to the plate. Evan with a two-run bomb back in the second inning. Other than that, he struck out today. His first look against Silva. Good lead by Workman out at second. Here's the pitch. This one is popped up. It's coming out of play. Toward the stands, and fan cannot make the catch, but he tried. So, Evan steps back in. Silva stares in. He's got his sign. Sets at the waist, looks at Workman out at second, now comes home. That one caught Ficklin, and Evan will trot down to first after being hit. So Delta will have runners at first and second. And Joe Black to the plate. Looks like we're going to get a pinch runner for Evan. See who it's going to be. Maybe Jacob Hancock, possibly Chaz Wilkes, or none of the above. Still waiting for the pinch runner to come out. It's going to be, looks like it's going to be Brett Leno coming out to pinch run. Which actually works since Ficklin is hitting for Leho today. So Brett will just come in to run for the designated hitter and go back out to center field. And Joe Black squares to bunt.
Not sure if he offered or not, but it was strike one. Runners at first and second. Black on the left side against the righty Silva. Squares the bunt again. Pulls back. As Alvarez charges, and that's called strike two. So it looks like first base charging on the bunt with Smith retreating to the bag. Probably don't have to worry about it now. It's 0-2. No outs here in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch taken outside by Black. Joe, just a sophomore, I believe, so we'll be seeing a lot more of him in the future. The pitch, this is high. Of course, this great core of juniors on this club will be back next year. The 2-2 is going to be looped into left field. Oldham in on it, makes the sliding catch. He wasn't playing very deep, so a soft looper, easy prey for him as he gets the first out, and Landon Kennel will come to the plate. Lando 2-for-3 today, the run scored. Seniors on this Delta club, Connor Workman, Chaz Wilkes. As the pitch comes to Kennel, it's off the catch. No, they're going to say it hit Landon, and that'll load the bases. The other seniors, Braden Sprout and Jacob Hancock, as well as Luke Gastineau. So, just those five graduating. Everybody else back next year for Delta. So, the bases will be loaded, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando 1-for-3 today. Workman's the runner at third. Leho at second. So quite a bit of speed on the base pass. This one's going to be a soft liner to the second baseman, Seidel Hayes. He able to make the catch. So with two outs, Gastineau comes to the plate. He's 0-for-2 today with an RBI. Delta still leads 7-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Looking to add at least two more with a base hit. The pitch lined into right field, but right at the right field where Sandelson. And that will be the third out of the inning. So Delta loads the bases, but not able to put any runs across. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth, see what Roaring Fork can do. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta. The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Canna back with you at Roaring Fork High School. Delta takes their 7-0 lead to the bottom of the sixth inning. We're going to have a new pitcher as Landon Kennel will come to the mound. Looks like Rylan Bynum heads to second. Rip Lockhart comes in at first base. As I believe Braden Sprout's day is done. Kendall 8-2 in 11 appearances this year, an 0.80 earned run average. 6 walks, 71 strikeouts for the freshman. He'll be facing 4, 5, and 6 in the Rams batting order. Trying to see if Bredo stayed in the game, if he's out there in center. I can't tell. I still think that's Lejo out there in center field. So Kennel comes to the bump and he'll face Cole Fenton. He started on the mound for the Rams today. He's 0-2 at the plate. Looking to get something going for his club down 7-0 here in the sixth inning. The pitch. This is outside for a ball. Kennel sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Even if it's thrown at one. Kennel also does a really good job of moving the ball around the zone. Up, down, in, out. The pitch at the knees for strike two. Braden Sprout ends the day with allowing no runs on 4 hits. He had 9 strikeouts, 2 walks, swing and a miss, strike 3. 1 out, and Alexi Alvarez will come to the plate. Alvarez has struck out swinging twice today. He's getting his first look at Kennel, though. The pitch. That's a strike. Alvarez steps out. Now back in. Landon shakes off the side. Now he sets. And the pitch. At the knees. Just below the knees. It'll even the count at 1. Here comes the 1-1 from Kennel. Check swing, but a called strike. So Kennel up to the count 1-2. The pitch. Strike 3 called on the corner. Alvarez says, you got to be kidding me, but home plate umpire is not joking around. And that's the second strikeout of the game for Kennel. And Brady Samuelson will come to the plate. He's 1-2 today. And apparently, according to his walk-up music, he's bad to the bone. This one's on the ground. The third workman rolls, comes up with it. Throw to first is offline, gets by Lockhart. An ill-advised throw by Workman down there at third. As he had a hard, tough time fielding it, was able to get it, but the runner pretty much at first when the throw was made. So Max Bullock will come to the plate. He's 0 for 1. Struck out looking in the fourth. It's also walk today. So Samuelson, the runner, second. Kennel looks at it. Now comes home. That's right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Bullock not able to catch up with that fastball. Now he's got a heck of a battle ahead. Here's the 0-2. Low. Good scoop by Gastelum. And the pitch. Off-speed pitch, strike three called right down the middle of the plate. Bullock never had a chance. Four batters, three strikeouts. We'll head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at Roaring Fork High School, I'm Mark Cantor, and Delta will come up here in the top of the seventh inning with a sizable 7-0 lead. Ty Reed will lead things off. Ty 0 for 2 today, he reached on an error back in the second inning. The pitch. This is outside. Silva stares in out of the windup. Here's the 1-0. That's spiked at the plate, and it's now 2-0 to the Delta right fielder. And the pitch. That misses outside. We'll see if Reed's got the green light 3-0. Here comes the delivery. He does not, and it's a strike. Late call by the umpire, and Ty thought it was a ball. Instead, he's coming back to the plate. So it's 3-1. Hitters count. Let's see what Ty does here. The pitch. Lift it up on the right side and foul out of play. So that'll run the count full here. Here's the payoff pitch for Silva. So it's on the ground at Fenton. To first. And the first baseman can't make the scoop. Reed rounds the bag and drops into second. It's So with a runner out there at second, Ryland Bynum comes to the plate. He's looking to trade places with Ty, if not better. So he stares in. He sets the pitch. Going outside for ball one. Silva's ready. Here's the 1-0. This is high. And it's 2-0. Bynum struck out, flown out, and reached on an error today. He scored a run. The pitch. Chopped foul on the left side. Long look in for Silva. Gets a sign he likes. And the pitch. This is fouled off on the right side and out of play. That evens the count at 2 now. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Silva. This one's on the ground on the right side, picked by Alvarez. It's a foot race to the plate. And Bynum beats Alvarez to the bag as well as the tag, as Alvarez tried to tag him before he got to the bag. And that's an infield hit by Bynum. Reed advances to third, so runners on the corners. Richardson gives his signs to his infield with runners at first and third. We'll see what sort of play they have on as Rip Lockhart comes to the plate. Rip had a slow start to the season and then was pulled from the starting lineup and off the benches. Got himself some respectable numbers. 316. Batting average, 2 doubles. Throw over. That's going to be a balk. Fakes a throw to third and then turns and fakes a throw to first. And now the umpire is going to discuss whether or not that's a balk. I know in the majors, you have to throw the ball the first if you're going to do that. I'm not entirely certain what the rules are in high school. We'll see what the results of this discussion will be. I'm sure the coaches know, and they expect this to be overturned, so. Runners will return. So it'll be 0-1 to Lockhart. Came in on the pitching change as a defensive replacement at first. Silva comes home. On the ground, back at Silva, knocks him down. Benton up with it, steps on the bag at second, and able to get Lockhart at first. So, 6-3 on the putout. The run scores, and there's 2 outs. Gunnar Workman has had himself a nice little day, comes to the plate. Connor, a single, a double, a walk, an RBI, a stolen base, and a run scored. The pitch, outside for ball one. The pitch, on the ground to third, Smith up with it. Long throw to first by the first baseman. Workman rounds the bat. Coming in to second. So, a runner at second with two outs, and Brett Laiho will come to the plate. Laiho in limited at-bats this year is batting 182. Only 11 at-bats. A double and a couple RBI. Takes strike one on the outside corner. Laiho came in to run for designated hitter Evan Ficklin and took his spot in the order. Ficklin been batting for Laiho all game. He's been playing center field. Swing and a miss at that pitch, and it's 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That misses outside. So it was fair as in. And the pitch. Check swing. It's a strike. Richardson throws down to Alvarez to complete the strikeout. The Rams get out of the inning, but not before a run scores on one hit. They did have the error. And Delta will leave a runner on. Bottom of the seventh will be coming at you next. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast for lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Ace is the place with the help for hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Sears, Thorup, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Landon Kendall comes out to start the bottom of the seventh inning for the Panthers. He's facing 8-9-1 in the Rams lineup. So Max Seidel-Hayes will start it off. He's 0-2 today. Kennel stares in. He's got his signs. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Kennel sets and delivers the 0-2. In the dirt. Saddlehead's not chasing that one. It'll be 1-2 to the second base. And the pitch. So we're going to miss strike three. Second strikeout for Seidel Hayes today, and it's the fourth for Kennel in the game. That's only his second inning of work. Here's his pitch to Nick Smith. It misses for a ball. Smith has walked and struck out today. The pitch. That's taken for a ball. Kennel stares in. He's ready now. Here's the 2-0. That's going to hit Smith. That pitch got away from him. Something Kennel has struggled with this year is when his breaking ball doesn't break, it usually hits the batter. So, that'll bring Sebastian Silva to the plate. Silva's 1-for-3, has struck out twice today. So, Smith, gonna shake the arm loose where he got plunked and get on the bag. He'll be held on by Lockhart. Kennel sets the pitch. This one's fouled off weakly on the left side. Workman tracking it and makes the catch. So with two outs now in the inning, Eddie Hernandez comes to the plate. He's the last hope to keep the Rams hopes alive in this game. He's a perfect 3-for-3 today. A pitch. Breaking ball catches the outside corner for a strike. Left arm right. Smith with the lead off of first. The pitch. Misses low. It counts even. Here's the 1-1 delivery from Kennel. This one's going to be lifted into right field. And it'll be actually tracked down by the center fielder, Leho. And the first time that Hernandez is retired today ends this ball game. Delta wins 8-0. Take a break. Come back with the postgame show. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Kenner back with you at Roaring Fork High School. Delta wraps up the season with a solid shutout victory here, helped by Brayden Sprout's starting performance on the mound. The runs on 4 hits, 9 strikeouts and a couple of walks today for him. At the plate today, the standout was Connor Workman. Connor, 2 for 2 today with a double. Walked, reached on an error, had an RBI, a run scored, and a stolen base. So now, we all wait to hear from Chess and see where the Panthers land in the seeding index for regionals and ultimately the state tournament. I can't imagine we wouldn't be at home hosting a regional next Saturday, probably with that 7th seed. I'll have coverage of any of the playoff games, either on Audio Sports Online or my radio partner, the Monkey. We'll wait and see how that all shakes out. Once again, final score today, Delta 8, Roaring Fork 0. I'm Mark Cantor, and you've been listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good night.